Ladybird Histories. Second World War Memories.
During the war, I can remember my father coming home in an ambulance with his leg all bandaged up. He'd been supervising German prisoners of war, lifting girders. And they accidentally, I think on purpose, dropped one on his foot. But then the next memory I have of him was being when he was demobbed at the end of the war and coming home for good. I did go to nursery school during the war, which I can remember, when we used to have to take our gas masks with us, which was horrible. They smelled awful. And after the war, we still had rationing, but then food started coming into the country from abroad. And one day I was given this piece of fruit. I took it to school and brought it home, and my parents said, "What's the matter? Why haven't you eaten it?" And it was a banana, and I did not know what to do with it. And that is a vivid memory. Oh, we had rationing. We used to go to the sweet shop with our coupons and look at all the sweets that we couldn't have. And we used to go into Manchester to shop for clothes, but my mother actually made most of my clothes and my brother's. She used to make the trousers and knit jumpers and everything like that, and she made all my dresses, which were all smock-top dresses, which were very fashionable in those days. There was bombings in Manchester. We heard them, but we were very lucky. We were not hit in Radcliffe, which is only about, 50 miles away. We had a lot of relatives were in Radcliffe, and we still used to go out. I can remember going to dances with my parents, advocating in the pram. Even during the war, they still managed to get dances on a Saturday night, and I just used to be in my pram. And when my father was called up, an uncle used to walk us home to the cemetery, and my mother made him go upstairs and check under the bed that there was nobody hiding there. It was very basic meals. One of the family's standby meals was cow heel pie. And that was, if you could get some meat, they put some meat and onions in it. And I used to think it was, awful. And she used to make this cow heel stew, and you had it with mashed potatoes. And we did grow some vegetables, so we could get vegetables. But it was, I thought it was absolutely awful. And my mother always used to say, "You should eat that, it will stick to your ribs." And I had this vision of all this goo stuck to my ribs. And then, of course, after the war, my father had the little hen pen. We used to have day-old chicks used to come, and I used to love that part. But then when they grew up and they used to kill them off, I didn't like that bit. Well, when I think of what my mother did, as far as equality for women, she had no choice. She ran the cemetery because you still got to bury your dead, you know, and she was in charge of the workmen, the grave diggers. And running the cemetery, the undertakers, the vicars, everything, because there was a chapel attached to the house. If they hadn't been to a church service before, they used to go in there for a church service. And we as kids, we used to go down and we used to torment the grave diggers. But when there was no funerals or anything going on, and we used to find little dead birds, we used to put them in a matchbox. And we used to go into the chapel and one brother would be the coffin bearer and carry the matchbox in, and the other brother was the priest. And I was the mourner because I could cry. And then we used to bury the dead birds in the churchyard somewhere, in the cemetery somewhere.